forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome back to Race Chaser
Classique,
a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name is Alaska. What's yours?
I'm Willem.
We are on the lookout for single guys.
Booberella.
Prepare to gag on my eleganza.
Wait. What's the line?
Prepare to gag on my eleganza.
I'm so
fuck you. No, the line is go fuck yourself.
I did. Just watching this show at first, I noticed that the iconic.
This juice is so good.
Thank you.
I love this drink.
I love the flavors of the green.
This is fucking amazing.
I told you.
Oh my God.
Well, I didn't tell you, but you know.
Are you an angel investor in this company too?
No, but you know I never eat or put anything in my mouth that I wouldn't want my sisters to put in their mouth.
Sister Dick will make you sick. Mm-hmm. This is a good fucking juice. Jesus, God. Okay.
She got the juice.
As we heard, the juice is loose.
Yeah, I'm excited because I saw these outfits and recognized immediately this is the looks that the girls did the Sugar Daddy speech in. Shangela Sugar Daddy fight.
Oh.
Iconic.
Iconic. Race Chaser iconic. That's
yeah, that'll be when we're current.
Yeah.
Last week was Christmas time at Drag Race, and
that's right.
Raja basically won the whole season already. With her
kinda
modeling skills,
kind of nailed it.
And Venus was sent home in the most like uncomfortable lip sync. It was very
Season 3 is turning it out with these crazy lip syncs. Like, they're really getting off to a weird start with the lip syncs because the lip sync in this week is also like. Cringy and
was it don't is what is it
isn't it oh that maybe that's the next one
yeah that
the
is
lifting
the next
up
one.
Of
that's
the
next one
okay well no this one isn't cringy okay but yeah next week is so stay tuned
oh wait I was wrong this isn't that episode with the Sugar Daddy that's the next episode. No, that's this episode.
Yeah, because they're in the space outfits.
I'm a podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the,
I did.
The eyes on the face.
Girl, did you...
Eyes all over the face.
what I noticed is season 2 sent an LA girl home first, and then season 3 sent an LA girl home first, and then...
It's hard out there for an LA girl.
Season 5, who'd they send home first?
Penetration.
She wasn't an LA girl. She was
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
That's right. Putting the T in Cincinnati, darling.
And then they sent home Kelly Mantle first. She was an LA girl.
Yeah, it's hard out there for an LA girl on Drag Race, honestly. Yeah.
I feel like LA girls are sometimes usually typified with this label or stereotype of knowing their shit and coming in, shit don't stink, some of us anyway. And they like to make a point in that first episode and send a pretty girl or an LA girl home, Naisha.
Like, don't think that you're, you know.
No. You're going to go home, honey. Don't unpack that stuff.
Just because you're industry and working in the biz.
Yeah. You ain't shit.
Doesn't mean, right.
Yeah. You don't even need a charger. You won't be here that long. Yeah.
You don't even need your away luggage charger.
Right. The lipstick message from Venus says, don't be shady. Be a lady. Which, for me, is some advice she might want to take.
Oh, my God.
Next time that she's that on knowledge. Drag Race. Because... The way that she lip synced was not sportsmanlike.
Just punching Shangela.
Pushing. Running across the stage to push Shangela 2 feet and then
shoving
not doing
and pushing.
Trying to lasso her with her lasso of truth wig, ponytail, glass combo.
I mean, I could almost forgive the pushing and shoving if she kept her wig and shoes on, but it just wasn't in the cards.
This is a big season of let's take our shoes off and show you what we can do. It's And
we'll
if you
get
go,
to it.
If you go to Race
we'll get to it. Because this lip sync with this episode.
And if you go to Race Chaser Pod, you can see a shot weekly of the pit crew without shoes. Because in my this is my social justice campaign.
Okay.
I am choosing crews with shoes. And every week I will put up a picture of the pit crew without shoes.
You know, we have a voice, we have a platform, and I'm glad you're using it for a cause that really is affecting positive change.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that, like, when we finally do get them shoes, I can help them put them on and be eye level with their dricks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The video message is all about space. Boldly tuck where no man has tucked before. And we get this mini challenge, which is kind of fun. The music playing in the background of this mini challenge is hilarious to me. It's very like Shanghai, like sort of like India, Eastern, like Eastern influence.
For sure. Yeah. I think it came with iMovie.
it's like really? This... Who would do such a thing? Who would use those royalty-free sound effects?
Quel privilège.
Someone said that to me on Grindr this weekend, which Grindr is not what... Grindr is not for complimenting me on... a podcast.
It's what did they say?
They said, what privilege to me.
Oh, and you said, "What? Where's the dick?
I said,
where's the drick?
I said, what blocking for me? You're getting it.
Bloop. 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 Wait, oh, fuck. That's the block sound.
For sure, and I use it. Don't be talking to me on Grindr. You know what that's for. The mini challenge for me is a wash. It's useless. It has nothing to do with drag other than putting on bad accessories and making people guess so they can randomly assign team members.
Well, yeah, it's completely random. Yeah. There's actually no way. I mean, unless you believe in actual, like, you believe that they have a psychic connection, but really no one really, it was just a crapshoot.
Well, I mean, if you know a girl, you know that, like, oh, she might pick that pink pussy.
Right.
Or, oh, she loves lime green. Like, Detox would have been in the lime green boa for sure. You know?
Right.
Like, so.
But Delta and Raja know each other very well, and they didn't, get, like, a single thing.
You think you know somebody.
Yeah.
The main challenge is, skits.
Oh, yes.
Sci-fi skits and shits. And it's the new sci-fi movie saga, Drag Queens in Outer Space.
In Outer Space.
Which is kind of cool because Shangela is actually on the NASA song with Ariana Grande. She does the little intro on NSA. NASA. You haven't heard the Ariana Grande? There's a song called, I'd rather be alone tonight.
And Shang is on it?
She does like an intro, yeah.
Live.
I guess she was hanging out with Frankie Grande and he was in the studio and blah, blah, blah. You know how that happens.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the winners of the mini challenge are Phoenix and Mariah, which means they become the team captains.
And I think this is the first time that the phrase booger is uttered.
Carmen, they're a bunch of boogers.
Carmen calls the other team boogers. Pointedly, and the other team she is talking about includes Yara, who's a non-booger, Alexis, Shangela, Stacy, and Mimi.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how she could feel that based on what she had seen so far in the competition and based on the brain that Carmen has in her head and how she thinks of things.
Well, the cliques are starting to, I think they start the day you get there. You start to see who's friends with who.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely Raja and Delta are good friends, and Manila and Carmen are part of that. Like, they sort of form like a group. So they are all on the same team.
And the first person that Carmen picks for a workout challenge is Delta, because she said she wants the pretty girls.
Yeah.
And Delta does have the mug. She do be having the mug every time.
She has the deep mug.
The mug is a... But at the same time, I noticed all throughout this episode, Mimi was chumming up to Delta, like having little like secret makeup chats. And I filmed one of them, and it'll be on Race Chaser Pod, where Delta's just giving her nudes. She's like, well, I don't know if you feel that way. Maybe she's threatened. I don't know. But maybe, I don't know. And Delta's just giving her Nutrinta Tinta.
I mean, if you're using that logic, then I guess why wouldn't she would pick you if she was threatened by you? Because she would think you were good. So
it's a wonderful circular logic that Delta is displaying. And then at one point in the mini in
a
mini challenge in the next episode, Mimi has her hand on Delta's shoulder, and Delta's face is I've seen totem poles with more expression. Mimi is trying to find a friend, and much like in life, that's not working.
Wow. Okay. Well, so they start looking through the scripts.
Well, first they Phoenix starts with the leader bit, and they give her a good old edit of her going, "You guys, guys, let's."
And Vanilla's like, "Look at these bras.
Look at these,
look at these crazy boobies. Look." Yeah. And Phoenix is like, "So, can we read through this?"
Here's the thing, though. I know Phoenix is a good leader. I've been to her shows. They start on time.
Yes, which is a feat.
Literally in and out. And then by the time I got backstage with my tips after my last number, bitch was out of drag. She full on scrubbed it out. I was like, "Oh, you're a boy now. You're going to go get some dick." It was Pride.
Pride comes but once per year.
Bitch, it comes in me a couple times a year.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. So Mimi is trying to figure out why she was picked last, which for me is very, I mean, something, some reality shows are real, you know, and they just show what's real. And Delta is like, "She's not Mimi, I'm first. She's not even second." Just the most eviscerating read. So eviscerating that they use it in the next episode.
The way she says it is like, I just love how Delta reads. She's eviscerating.
You don't even know if it's going to be reading until like, it's until you've closed the book and you're like, Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's not first. She's not even second. Do you have?
Yeah.
"I didn't think that Phoenix was threatened by her. Phoenix hasn't mentioned that. I don't know what she could possibly be threatened by. Her name is Mimi. I'm first. But she's not first. And I don't even think she's second. I don't think anyone's placing any bets on her."
Oh, my God.
Oh, God bless a doll. God bless. I just watched Hey Queen for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
And I watched Delta on it because someone told me that she was reading me. And her read was fair and balanced and accurate. I think it accused me of being selfish or something, and I am.
Stomping?
Yeah. Stomping on the dreams of others or something.
Stomping on the dreams of so many.
But girl, I so enjoyed her reads on everything and basically her outlook on life. When the Emmy thing happened with her, Raven, and me, I tried to talk to them and tried to pick up the phone because no matter what, I respect them.
Yeah.
Raven, I don't care for anymore, but Delta, I still enjoy. You know,
yeah.
She's so fucking great.
She is.
But fuck, she's great. You need to watch these reads if you're a child and you want to learn how to read in a subtle way without knowing that people have had the hair burned off of their face by like an ever too close scathing read, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you're at a grill and you're like, "Ooh, do I have eyebrows left?"
She's the best.
She really is.
I love when she writes a long Facebook post too, just letting have. Top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, top to bottom, these teams, based on the team and the walk around, who did you think was going to win? I thought it was going to be Team Raja for sure.
Yeah. They seemed really, they seemed good. And the other team didn't really get much of a word in mm-hmm. the walkthrough. It was just sort of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, based on the workroom walkthroughs, I think it's a little bit of a misdirect. And then I will save it for the end on our thoughts on who actually wins and why they win and stuff like that. But I think the real winner here is Alessandra Torresani because this is the biggest thing she's ever done. And when they announced...
She was on Caprica.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tell me what channel it's on.
Sci-Fi.
Oh, Little Miss Sharknado, I see you.
I'm guessing.
Yeah,
as a Sharknado star, we know each other. We go to mixers and things.
Yeah, I mean, you are in that illustrious group.
Yeah.
I What?
Oh, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back,
we'll tell you more about Alessandra
Torresani.
My favorite Cylon from Caprica.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We're back.
Oh, sorry.
Kane is like, we're back.
I noticed that when they announced guest judge Alessandra Torresani, they had a full 3 seconds.
Oh! Oh my god!
It's her!
Oh my god! Oh! Are you serious?
Oh my god! No! She was a veil. It's very that. And then they cut to Shangela in interview, and they probably just said, okay, say something about Alessandra, the Alessandra girl. And Shangela was like, Alessandra Torresani, she's fierce. Just like,
and it's cobbled together. It wasn't all in what it was. Shangela saying, Alessandra Torresani, she is fierce.
Yeah, she really meant it. It was an acting challenge too.
Well, she's a really good actor.
So. I did text her and ask her last night if anyone in the room knew who the fuck she was, and
RuPaul included.
And she didn't text me back, but you know the Edwards are busy girls. Mm-hmm. Michelle was on set in jeans.
Love it.
And I think she looked great. This was her first season on the show. And they're still finding their way with her wardrobe. She has this big white puffy coat on at one point in judging.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, And then,
well,
yeah, the mug is the mug that has inspired a couple of memes. Oh, wait, that's the next
it's
episode.
It's evolving.
Never mind.
It's evolving. It's like you said, it's her first season. So she's figuring it out.
Well, I remember my first season.
I
figured it out
Southland?
Before I got there, girl. Southland was only one season on the channel, and then when it switched to TNT, they talked about recurring me, but it never happened. You know Busy Bee on Hollywood?
I love Busy Bee.
That
friend
was
of the pod,
that
Busy
was the
Bee.
Store where they threw my wig on the chandelier.
Oh, word.
It was Russian thugs.
Okay. Word.
Kelly Mantle was on that too. You know her from acting challenges on season 7.
I thought it was season 6.
Whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
Just do podcasts.
We are experts here at Race Chaser. well-qualified experts.
Highly qualified.
On the treatises of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Dignity.
So we get into this thing, and Michelle is like, girls, let's fucking do this. All right.
Mm-hmm. Team Phoenix, most of this team are bad actors. Phoenix and Delta are not standouts. They are standing, though. Raja and Manila are pretty killer in this. They're, you know, they're
very
just
funny.
Eating it up. You can see the beginnings of a lasting collaboration, friendship, like kiki. Yeah. Like when a girl can kiki with another girl and like that and just kill it.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see that kind of magic.
The scene really comes alive when Raja and Manila come in.
I mean, just the volume alone.
Yeah.
Like they're at the correct levels. They're yeah. facing the camera when they deliver their lines. Everything is right. And it's the kind of thing where if you haven't done this thing before, it could be a little hard. Maybe Phoenix and Delta yeah. haven't had a lot of on-camera stuff.
Yeah.
Delta was an extra in my women's murder club television episodic program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel for Phoenix in this moment because...
I felt for that wig.
Well, I mean, like
looking
you
like
said,
an orc.
It's
she
like,
looked like an orc.
If you've never taken an acting class, which not everybody has.
Well, why didn't
most
they
drag queens haven't taken a fucking acting course or an improv class. So there's like these simple like rules that you have to face the front.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deliver the lines loudly.
You have to deliver the actual lines.
You have to give it an intention and like a subtext. And like, if you don't know these things, that's not, I mean, I feel for her.
When
moment.
They say, what is your character feeling right now? And she goes, I don't really know. It's problematic. That's not the answer you would give. You would probably lie. I do like that Delta, you know, owns up to and says, I probably should have spent more time on these lines instead of fixing this hair. But I do love the hair. So
it's pretty. She looks amazing.
I'm so glad she did her hair instead because, you know, I
an orc.
And she looks like a fucking orc. She looks like fucking David Bowie from Labyrinth. Stepson. 100.
Oh, Phoenix. We are on the lookout for single guys for hung tops.
Team Mariah has way more acting ability, but fuck, you got Mimi on there. Teresa Guttucci-ing about just being loud.
Yeah, but... in her defense,
it's easier to pull someone back than ask for more. But at the same time, they ask for her to pull back and she keeps foaming at the mouth. And Mariah gets the best job of all. She may not know her lines all that well, her yeah. simple lines, but she gets to strangle Mimi.
Yeah.
I've never been so envious of Mariah.
I think Mariah could be a really great actress.
Oh, Mariah?
For film and TV.
Oh, yeah. I love Mariah and her subtlety.
Yeah.
She was at a house party where my ex's phone got stolen, mm-hmm. and I was kicking everybody out of this home, and she eventually just slinked back further and further, and she knew I didn't mean her, but then I found her when everybody else was gone in the back corner by the pool with her feet in it with her drink. She's like, well, I knew I was fine. I was like, oh, yeah, you were fine. Like she was just getting people. She was getting people out of the yard, and then she just stayed in the yard.
She's like, right,
everybody out. My sister said,
"Would you get me a cocktail though on your way out?"
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't need no mixer.
She doesn't know her lines, but as soon as they tell her lines, she delivers it perfectly, yep. gorgeous, hits the mark, says it. It's well delivered. She looks amazing. So I think she's a good,
Mariah's
really
always
good
been an all-star to me and has always known how to play the game. She's always been, she always leaves you wanting more, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
She's the perfect drag queen to me. I love it.
Yeah.
Alexis and Shangela are killing it, though, for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a little trepidatious going into it. Alexis was like, I don't know if I want to share the spotlight with Shangela. She's a really big personality. I don't know how this is going to go.
Plus accent. I mean, sometimes people with accents on the show either fare really well or right. really badly. And they always use it as a misdirect. I mean, they use it with Yada in the next episode.
Yeah. Do you think the attached hair was their idea? Probably.
I don't know. I think it's a great idea.
Seems like a Mateo idea.
It's very Mateo.
And how do they have the matching outfits?
They were supplied with bodysuits. None of them seem to fit because look at Mimi's zipper and look at... They're all cutting the girls off under their chin. That Shangela don't know how to do that hair. That's definitely Alexis doing that hair for sure.
Yeah, like it seems a very Mateo-in system going yeah. on with the attached robot hair.
Mariah looks sickening.
She looks so pretty. I can't take it.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Prepare to gag on my eleganza. Just everything.
Michelle tells the girls that they need to wear their best futuristic space age gear on the runway.
Ooh.
And this was filmed in 2010, so bad romance all the way.
Very that vibe. Very that
Gaga,
time.
All that.
Yeah, completely.
Now, the next day, the queens are preparing their space age looks. And Carmen says about Mimi's look, if this is what the future holds, then I'm scared.
Well, I disagree with Carmen on that because I like Mimi's look and she's dedicating to it. This is the thing with Mimi on this season as a viewer. When she hits the runway, it actually works. Like it worked when she did the Virgin Mary thing. This look is successful, I think. And I think it's when she hits the runway, she's not talking. And it's she gets in her own way so much by over trying, and it makes you like it makes you not even want to see the look because it's like because the deliver what
I just saw a messy man.
I didn't see a messy man. She shaved her whole head for this. That's dedication.
Also a problem for continuity in the next episode.
If it was someone else, I feel like we would really like the look.
But anytime they say, it's very Lee Bowery, I don't mind the look. I do mind the person it's on. But I wouldn't wear it. When she was picked last for this acting challenge, and she's like, well, I'll show you all. I have an acting company. It's like, honey, just prove yourself with like your words, not with everything else.
Who would sit in an interview chair and say that they've had accomplishments
what kind of
in the industry of
with,
Hollywood or acting?
No.
Who would do that?
Nobody.
I mean, it's unconscionable.
Unless otherwise prompted. Mimi, tell us about some of your many acting accolades. Sorry, Willem, tell us. No, exactly. But at the same time, it's just like, oh, I was picked last. Well, I'll show them. So I think she's always had a chip on her shoulder. And usually she just eats it.
Well, okay.
But
well,
I love a snack.
RuPaul comes out.
Girl.
This, of course, is
salute,
a high salute.
I think this is a 110% salute.
Yeah. Pussy Willows.
Oh, so good. Just so...
Pussy Willows, Dottie.
Oh, just so of the nature and like of
yeah.
the earth, just natural, organic. You're like, what is that even made of? Is it made of stardust and constellations? You look so beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like this look has been used somewhere else too, like her book cover or something. No,
yeah,
that was the
well,
mother of the bride, right?
Yeah. It's been, I mean, the photos of it have gone far and wide because
so
it
good.
Is very iconic.
Yeah, so
iconic. So it's a definite
salute. Michelle is hitting her stride on the judging panel a bit more now, I guess.
She's getting into the fantasy clothing and hair. She has, and I think she's like adhering to the theme a little bit because she has like a really big puffy sort of spacey coat. She has blue in her hair.
Yeah, the puffy space coat for me just clogs up Rue's single shot.
Well, that's probably why.
May have been a note.
May have been a note. We on as the guest judges, we have Alessandra Torresani again, our favorite Cylon.
Yeah, our favorite Caprica, you know. She's
and,
Caprica.
And the incomparable Lily Tomlin. Coming out in season 3 to support the divas and the dolls.
Yes.
Very nice. Friend of the race.
Friend of the she comes to bingo.
Really?
Yeah. I mean and
love
she
her.
came to bingo enough that a bingo storyline was eventually incorporated on Grace and Frankie. Lily Tomlin loves drag queens. She was just honored at something in LA, and she had like 10 drag queens come out as Edith Ann, the switchboard operator. I know, it was great. She's amazing. She's always been really cool to drag queens. Her partner's really nice. I think Roxy Wood, who plays Nicole Maine's best friend on Supergirl, she was in the scene on Grace and Frankie. Come to Hamburger Mary's bingo if you're ever in town. We do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and then Sundays too. We do two shows. It's all for charity. We've raised like over $3.5 million in like 20 years. We're amazing people, and none of us are going to hell. And there's always celebrities there, and Lily's come a bunch.
I love.
Jay Rodriguez was in the scene too, I think.
Oh, work.
Chris and Frankie. Anyway.
Let's watch this runway.
These runways are great.
Should we take a break before we do that?
Oh, let's take a break, and we will get right back into this runway. All right. We are back.
Back.
Just admiring RuPaul's face.
Bring it to the runway.
The face and the hair. Just, it's a thing of magic.
Definitely, 100%.
Let's get into this runway. It's a runway season. These are runway girls.
I mean,
for sure.
It's what they do. I don't know how they haven't put out Raja first every episode on the runway. But the first girl out really knocks it out of the park. It's Yada in her McQueen knockoff from the Gaga Bad Romance with the armadillo shoe.
Right.
The hair is epic. She knows what she's doing. She knows. She's just giving them everything.
It's good drag. It's custom. It's a recreation of a McQueen.
And it's put together beautifully.
Yeah.
You can't see the jinky seams. There are no jinky seams. And then Raja comes out with this kind of like... It's kind of Thai inspired with the finger extensions and the shoulder and just like the metallics. And it's like robot Thai, gorgeous hooker something.
And RuPaul says, I'll take that for next year's promo. Thank you.
Basically.
She wears a very similar look to it.
Well, I mean, Matthew and Raja were longtime collaborators, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I think India Farrah looks fucking great.
I don't have any problems with India Farrah's look. It's very what Delta was going for in my head, like a 1950s version of what the future of femme space could have looked like, you know? A glam, over-the-top space bunny type of look.
I think they read India for the breastplate a lot, but I think that undercuts her really amazing runways because, like, she looks really good here.
Here's the funny thing about breastplates. Every time a guest judge sees a breastplate, they're awed by it. Mm-hmm. But people in the drag community are like, oh, she's relying on the boot, on the titty bib.
Right.
It's one of those things where it's like, just let someone do their drag if that makes them feel comfortable. I have a girlfriend in Texas whose tits look like Corpse Bride. They're so gray and so foundationed and so battered that last time I went to S4, I was like,
Corpse Bride.
I was like, Jenna got new titties? Because she got new titties because the other ones looked like fucking cadavers. So Jenna Sky, I salute your new breasts. Salute. Everybody go to S4 and see Crystal and Jenna and Layla and Kalex. You know Kalex Davenport. I do know her.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Kalex Dav.
Kalex. This three bun thing is obviously inspired by Chanel Perillo.
Yeah, Chanel Perillo invented this three bun.
Chanel Perillo invented the bun, and she just wore it to Life Ball last week like that.
She did. Alexis Mateo looks fantastic.
Alexis looks great, and I love everything except the unlined nature of the cape. If you're going to sashay a cape around that much, line it doll.
I can get over the cape because she really knows how to drive it. She knows how to work it.
But if you're going to work it that much, why show us the unfinished interior?
Well, next we have Stacey Lane Matthews, who's giving us like an event. I like this silver bodysuit.
I don't like the belt with it. The belt is a woven leather belt, which does not go with the outfit at all.
It doesn't take it to space.
No, it takes it to the rodeo.
Right. That is the only issue with it. But like, she looks cool.
She did the space thing.
Next, we have Shangela, who's wearing... I have a question.
I have many questions.
Her and Alexis, did they plan to wear similar clothes? Because this outfit is similar.
It's weird that they wore similar things for the TV show, but they were provided, or the skit.
Yeah.
And then the runways both happen to have red in them. I would ask her, but she's not texting me back.
Ghosted.
Yeah.
Ghosted. That's the sound of our texts going unanswered.
Red.
To all, just left on red. You name them. They've left us on red.
Left on red for Phil. I'm impressed that she takes her helmet off without fucking up her hair too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl, good for you. She's
she practiced.
She's doing everything right in this runway. She's giving him the little performance.
Starship Trooper. This is a great outfit.
Yeah.
It's fit to her body.
You know Shanji loves a leotard and a dance costume.
She said, honey, I'm showing up this time. Next up, we have Mimi. I'm first.
And she's really not doing too much at all.
I like this look.
I'm agreeing. I'm saying she's not doing too much. The guest judge has her mouth gaping. Alessandra has never seen drag before like this, I guess.
Yeah.
Phoenix, her runway presentation...
Also the McQueen armadillo shoe. Why are the knees attached? I don't know.
It's in the future.
In the future, you won't be able to get fucked in missionary style. It's a chastity device.
Damn.
To keep you from spreading your legs too far.
Carmen looks like she's got...
This is unfortunate.
Ankylospinalysis. She can't... which is when your back makes a hump near your neck.
This is unfortunate for Carmen.
It's...
Okay, pause it. Okay. So, here's what's going on.
Here's what's up. Does she have a knee brace on?
The knee brace.
With some aluminum foil.
The obvious corsetry with the panty that doesn't even go up. And this was not her week. She knows that.
The bike safety lights.
The bike safety lights duct taped to the thing, the elbow brace. Also, when the hair system fails, you know.
Oh, that hair is coming, is tipping.
It's trying to leave her head.
Every moment. Every moment that is there, it's saying, no, we don't belong up here. Super glue and adhesive on my head? Uh-uh, I'm not angina.
Yeah. Also, the shoe isn't futuristic to me at all.
That's your problem, the shoe?
Well, there's a lot of problems.
None of these girls' shoes are futuristic. They're all from Santee Alley.
This isn't Carmen's best week. We love Carm.
And we do get the first iconic phrase of stop relying on that body.
Stop relying.
From Mish Visage. Carmen looks beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Now, Mariah.
Okay, Mariah, giving us an entire just experience.
Mariah is giving us... galaxy courtesan.
Yeah.
She's a gorgeous
hooker.
Woman. Not hooker.
And
hooker is hourly. Courtesan is by engagement only. We don't talk time. This is an engagement.
Courtesan.
Yeah.
And she has a styrofoam head and a harness.
Yeah, because space.
I like it.
Me too. I thought it was cool. Salute. Complete, and that ponytail, and just like gorgeous. The mug is correct and right, and as is Delta's. You can't see any of her eyeballs. She has so much black makeup on.
And
they're really deep set in there. But I like the look. I like where her intentions were going with it. The execution, when she stood up next to all those other girls, it might have fallen a little flat, but I don't mind it.
Yeah, there are a couple of issues. Like, I think she could have done like a bouffant hair that, you know, really sprayed under the fucking helmet thing to take it to that 1950s and 60s.
Yeah.
Also, the shoe is not, you know, is very like 80s specific.
It's a boot scoop boot.
Right.
Yeah. Patent.
I see why they were critiquing her on it.
Me too. The boot didn't go with the outfit for sure.
Yeah.
But there's only so many options for shoes at a certain size. Latrice told me that she wore those boots because they were the ones that fit a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Manila.
Wow. This is a really cool look. It's sort of like a Kylie Minogue. Also, Lady Gaga's influence is very apparent.
Yeah, for sure. This cowl neck hood thing. Manila's giving strong villain vibes. And a little pop of yellow. She looks great.
I think it's realistic futurism.
Manila knows what she's doing.
Yeah, she really does.
She's always, if you look at Manila, she's always stood at either a bevel or with her hands on her hips. Even when they're filming from behind, when they filmed Rue's work entrance, they show her in Totally Leotarded in the next episode. They show her like standing beveled from behind.
She's a woman.
She is a successful drag queen.
A fantastic successful drag queen.
I love her so much. Now, they show these little trailers, I guess.
Sizzle. It's a sizzle.
Do they sizzle?
It's a sizzle for the project. Poor Phoenix.
Poor Dark Orc Phoenix.
Also, we can't go forward any longer without discussing the really troubling and problematic writing that was going on in these movies.
Oh, shit. I made notes.
The words that are used do not fly in 2019. Mm-mm. The storyline really doesn't fly in 2019.
Is that not okay anymore?
I don't think we should even say that. I think you should bleep it.
Here,
can you make a note of that?
I mean, it's a word that has been used medically for years, I guess. But
yes.
It's not acceptable much in the way that was used medically. Like, it's a medical word. It's not complimentary, and I don't think anybody would want it said about them. But I had a dual sex person born into my family, my second cousin. Mm-hmm. And guess what her name is? So it's one of those things where it's like we use that word growing up. And I always knew what it was. I'm not joking, you guys, either. But it's not okay to be said anymore, I guess, because people use it in unflattering ways now.
Yeah. Yes. The language has evolved, and it's not.
And who
not
the fuck
really
can
the
spell it? It's such a hard word. Are they trying to confuse people more than their gender by trying to spell their affliction? Shit. I would like to compliment these little skits on the janky nature of they're embracing it. They're embracing the jank. The styrofoam planets at the beginning, the ADR that sounds like it was recorded in an empty garage.
Yes.
It's janky and funny. Yeah.
Love Impact Font. It used to be my go-to.
Yeah.
But like the language, I have moved on.
Evolved.
I've evolved.
You've evolved.
Now I like Avenir next. Heavy.
I think that I'm still kind of surprised that Raja and Manila's team didn't win because I don't know. I thought Raja and Manila were standout enough. And
yeah, it's not their week. And why is Yara Sofia literally in like a 0.5 seconds of the entire thing? The whole acting challenge, the whole sizzle clip, it's literally just her going, ah! And that's it.
You know why she's only in that? Because 42 minutes.
Not her week.
In an episode, she wasn't top, she wasn't bottom. They had to focus on the girls that were either winning or going home. Don't make me tell you again.
Tell me again.
And with a win, it is Team Mariah with an overall better skit and more capable acting from everyone.
Wow.
Yeah. They were totally gaslighting Mimi throughout this whole episode, thinking like they're going to be mad they didn't pick me. I have an acting company. They were making her think it was her week for sure. And then to the point where the face crackery when she doesn't win, when it was not only did two people win, you're not one of them.
And she has three faces painted on her face. So it's really three face cracking.
Mm.
Mimi is pluckings aplenty.
Mm-hmm. Mother pluckings.
Yeah.
But Shangela and Alexis both deserve this win, and they each received a set of handcrafted breasts from boobsforqueens.com/drag.
Cadaver breasts.
By Jenna Sky.
Corpse bride cadaver bosoms.com.
Dot Pluck.
Friend of the pod. Pluck.
Mimi. Mimi is Lee Bowery inspired. I will say that. I do. Yeah. I do like that she pulls and she knows a lot about drag. I wish she would just stay in a room and write about it.
Damn the rules. Yes, they both win, which is great.
Team Phoenix is up for elimination. Everyone except Raja, who has immunity from last week. And yeah. I think they just gave her immunity for the season, didn't they?
Raja.
No?
You have received immunity for the entire season.
their critiques. Usually he holds up a piece of paper. He doesn't just interrupt.
Let's take a break and we will be right back.
One name suffices. It says it all. Raja.
Raja. You know her as the iconic winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 3, and we have the privilege of speaking with her every episode for Season 3 in a segment that we like to call...
Raja Reflections!
You have so many iconic lines from Drag Race, and I think if the Raja from Season 3 was on now, mm-hmm. I think you'd be a villain. Completely. But because it was season 3, it was in its infancy. Because you're like...
Infancy.
You speak like a drag queen.
Right.
And you say the truth.
You don't mince your words.
Right.
And you say... what was the one about... You were talking about Shangela's Tina Turner. You were like, she looks like a blow-up doll that has been dragged through the gutter.
Well, I mean, didn't she? And that was last week.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
I'm kidding.
And no, what was the other one?
I don't know. I just...
Stacey Matthews was trying to come up with a gimmick for the workout thing, and you're like, what the hell is a sprint stick? And you're literally, you all had painted the garage doors,
right.
And you're chewing gum, and you're like, what the hell's a sprint stick? It's so funny.
I think most people remember things about Drag Race more than I do, because while I was there, it was all a blur. All I remember is there were 7 tantrums that were never spoken about, and you can ask 7? Any of them. Yeah, I threw some epic tantrums, but I was smart enough, because I had already worked in reality TV, that I was like, everyone's at lunch. Now's the time to unleash.
Wait, what were your
fire
tantrums
breathing.
About? Or was the food
mostly
bad?
Food? Yeah, girl. The first one was really about food.
I had a girl this season tell me that they only got dollar menu one night from Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a girl who works in the industry, and I'm from Los Angeles. I need an actual protein and a clean vegetable,
right?
At the very least, and it was just gray mush, and that was my first stroganoff.
Girl, nobody wants a stroganoff over
Mary,
rice.
That just
stroganoff,
you know,
one
we
day.
Should, uh-huh. We should just go ahead and let people know that if they're gonna. To sign up for Drag Race, they're gonna have a lot of fucking stroganoff.
Bring some groceries, guys.
Oh, bring groceries. And we were next to a Ralph's, and it was so easy. Like, there was no one really, like, you know, you guys ruined it all. You especially.
Fuck you. I had Chanel Perillo.
No, I had Chanel Perillo when she had no breasts or lips. And a wow. Side pony.
She got her tits like 5 days after our season wrapped, and I remember she would FaceTime Sharon. Yeah. My tits.
But we had a Ralph's next door, so I got a lot of booze. I had a mini fridge, and I would always keep champagne. That was really into champagne, and just like we would steal vodka off the set, because absolute vodka.
So deep.
Fully out of pocket.
Fully out of pocket.
Yes.
Who do you think was out of pocket with their acting in this challenge?
Well, it's really not Phoenix's moment.
It's definitely not. But Delta also kind of disappeared in the challenge.
Yeah, which is... I mean, it was shocking, but I don't know. Maybe she just got intimidated in the moment, didn't know the line super well, and sort of just like kind of choked. That's what I think happened.
Yeah. India and Carmen, I think, are going to be unscathed because their acting was, you know, quippy and funny. And
yeah.
Carmen doesn't make eye contact with anyone but the floor this whole time, trying to keep this hair on.
It's a mixture of super glue and spray adhesive, and it's pulling my hair out.
Santino doesn't like Delta's outfit at all, but he doesn't like anything, I don't think.
Santino, rise with your no drag knowledge having ass.
I understand he's there to do a job and he's doing it, so I'm not mad. When Rue asks Delta who should go home, Delta says, based on my runway presentation, I'd say myself.
Damn.
And Rue asks Raja the same thing, and Raja says anyone other than Delta because she doesn't want to see her friend go home.
Yeah.
Which I like. The bottom two is Phoenix and Delta, and the lip sync song is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
There's a couple of really funny quips that RuPaul says during this critique. Manila's like, well, I was going for this futuristic cat suit, and RuPaul says, well, you failed. And just kidding.
And they use it in the bumper.
They do.
And then they
which is funny.
When Santino's critiquing Delta in his knit cap and silver bodysuit with a hoodie, he's looking like he's really trying to understand her as they zoom in on Delta's shoes, her waist, her bust. I just find it tawdry that they're like zooming in.
Tawdry.
Tawdry.
I also like one more RuPaul quip I like is when she tells the queens who are safe, she says, you may leave this stage now. That's my favorite. Can we listen to it? She's about to say it.
Oh yeah, they get God. Like halfway and then she says it, right?
Now.
While you untuck in the Interior Illusions Lounge, the judges and I will deliberate. You may leave the stage.
All right. Oh, maybe she says it next week.
You call yourself a podcaster?
Fuck. It's my favorite line. Okay, well, Well, stay tuned for next week when RuPaul says now. This has been really fun, and we get into this lip sync. Wait, okay, we got to talk about this lip sync. Once again, the Lady Gaga influence. This is a hot song at the time. I mean, it still is.
Yeah, like, still song. Is.
Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Here's they each choose two different routes. Delta gives a performance that is not inspired by Lady Gaga much, and Phoenix goes for more direct.
Doing the choreo,
all that. But
why the shoes?
Because obviously she gave herself a couple of hard things to deal with. Those shoes are difficult, and the pants being connected at the knees. For her to have any sort of movement, I understand why she took off the shoes. Do I like it? No. Would I have done it?
You wouldn't do it at a drag show at a bar.
No.
I've never seen a drag queen, unless she's doing Patti LaBelle and kicks the shoes off and it's part of the act. I've never seen a girl come, the song starts and she takes off her shoes.
You've never been to a Candy Ho show?
It doesn't make sense.
Girl, I was doing Beatdown one time and I was so into Candy's number, like 3 minutes. And then I realized she ain't got no shoes on. I got so mad that I liked it for even a minute because it's like, it's just like, you, why would you take off your shoes? Everyone on set has shoes on except the pit crew.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even let them talk. So that's indicative of what we think of people without shoes.
It's perplexing.
I don't understand.
And strange. And then you're just like looking at the pair of shoes sitting next to her while she's doing Lady Gaga choreo.
You know what? I do understand. I understand because
I don't.
She couldn't move. You know, with the knees tied together and those shoes, she did what she thought would give her her best shot, and she took it off, and she tried her best to give a great performance.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But without a wig and without shoes, Shangela says, I'm not trying to be shady in any way, but Phoenix is a man doing movements.
Doing movements.
That is a read.
I just saw a man doing movement.
I just saw a messy man.
Doing movement.
Oh, dear.
Delta wins the lip sync and Phoenix sashays away.
Yes.
But if you're in Atlanta or the South, please check out Phoenix and her shows.
We love
Phoenix. She's amazing. I worked with her at Bar 10, and she is amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Alaska, you are an alien. Did any of these queens represent the fashions from a galaxy far, far away or even near?
I loved this runway. This is a really strong season of queens, and they all delivered. And Mimi put on a wig. Did anyone else in the back? Mimi's put on a wig.
Is it her promo wig?
She put on a bob. That's Mimi, right?
Unfortunately.
She put on a bob because I guess the headpiece was painful.
For us?
She put on a blonde bob.
Anything she does is painful.
Every little thing she does is painful. No, I think these were really good looks.
At one point, someone yells in the background when Delta is declared safe, and I'd like to see if we can figure out who that is.
It's probably Raj. Right?
I don't know.
It's a good it's a good Judy.
Romance. Walk fashion. I love that they both walked on fashion.
I know, it was satisfying.
You know. See? Get your shoes and go. No. Keep playing it.
Oh, sorry.
We love Phoenix, friend of the pod.
Delta, I have made my decision.
Roger, sad.
Delta work. Shantae, you stay.
Maybe it's the next episode.
We obviously watched two episodes last night.
Delta work. Go get my wigs. They're in the back. Oh, you're not union? Never mind. Put them down. Wait, and Raja took off her wig.
No, that's her. That's
no,
the hair she was
really?
Wearing.
Really? Is it? That
yeah,
bob?
She was wearing a little blunt.
In the back, yeah.
Yeah.
I could imagine that Mimi probably took off that headpiece during Untucked. Did she have that on during Untucked? When
she got a cocktail thrown in her face.
Wow, ruining all that fine styrofoam.
Yeah.
I would like to give a total to Michelle's glam team, current and former, Lipstick Nick, Hector, who has an Emmy for working out the weave magic. Michelle looks great here, and she always looks great. And watching her style evolution. And personally knowing Dallas Coulter, who's made a lot of looks on a shoestring of a budget.
Yeah.
And has made a lot with a little. Definitely a salute to all the designers that work with Michelle.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Have you ever worn those McQueen armadillo looking shoes?
I don't think I have. They were really a moment, but we were like, well, we can't have those things. They don't make them in our size, and we're fucking poor. So there's no, we're not, we just, it never happened.
Well, honey.
Do you own them?
I did, because Christian Siriano, who worked for McQueen and was an intern for him.
Friend of the pod.
He does not acknowledge me.
Oh.
I've tried.
Enemy of the pod.
He did a collaboration with Payless right after his season of Project Runway, and they had that heel. And I bought them in a size too small, and I never wore them out because they hurt so bad.
Wow.
They were amazing, though. They were a complete ripoff of McQueen, 100%. The heel was like bowed like that. It was a over 6-inch heel. It was great at Payless.
Damn,
yeah,
that's crazy. She better work.
Yeah, it's a shoe queen game.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on Rage Chaser this week, where we are 100% factual at all times.
Classic. We are very excited for next week, as you can tell,
because
we keep
everything about that episode. God damn it.
Your name is Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
I want to see the receipts.
And we would love for you to rate and review our podcast. And don't forget to subscribe.
And we have some interesting things going on in the Race Chaser world. But for now, you can follow us at Race Chaser Pod on Instagram or Twitter.
That's
and
right.
Follow the dolls also at Willem and at the only Alaska 5000.
That's right. Slide on into those DMs with your scalding hot tea and explicit dicks.
And don't forget to use the hashtag racechaser when you post.
Thank you so much. And we will be on the lookout
for a single guy.
Nice.
Thank
Bye.
You. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.